Test 70, Section 1, Question 10. Now, with this one, we're looking for a parallel flaw, essentially. So, in the original passage, we have this video-based foreign language course, and they tell us three people were among the first to use it, and now they're successful university students, so if your child uses this, you can expect him or her to become a successful student. This has a couple of problems. One is we've got a small sample size, so it's just we don't know that basically that those people are indicative of the system in general, and we don't really have any proof that the system is helping them become university students. It could be that it's just coincidence. So we look for something where it's just a handful of people and that the relationship as far as a causal link is weak. A is similarly, you could conclude that you can expect to win the lottery if you carry a good luck charm. After all, Annie, Frank, O'Shawn all carry good luck charms. They are lottery winners. That's really quite similar. So we can't do it, create a direct link causally between the good luck charm and the lottery. And they do just pick three people who happen to have that trait and show that they are lottery winners. So A is quite good. B, similarly, you conclude that Jesse should not expect to get food poisoning. Jesse shouldn't get food poisoning. After all, these three people attended a company picnic, and only Christine has gotten it as a result. That one's not really the same. That's saying you've got a small group that did get food poisoning, so you won't get food poisoning. No. Similarly, you can conclude that Eric, Diane, and Martin are the only employees who will be laid off. It's a very different conclusion. That's not saying you can expect them to become this. It's more of a statement of you can conclude that they're the only ones who will be laid off. So I'd move on from C. Similarly, you could conclude that Ken, Norma, and Mary routinely drive faster. No, we need something that's going to say you can expect, if this occurs, you can expect some result. Similarly, you could conclude that Jack, Stephen, and Tina can expect to get jobs after their education. They attend Perry University, and most people who graduated from Perry found jobs. Again, that's not really going to be the case. We're looking at a small sample group, and so this one we have too big of a conclusion. And so really the only one that works is answer choice A. So we take that and go.